Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
To be alive is to be a learner. This is a quote I came across in the book, Beauty for Truth's Sake, by Stratford Caldecott. I never feel so satisfied as when I've searched for understanding, wrestled with it, and discovered new ideas. My degree in aerospace engineering, as well as teaching math over the last 30 years, has me thinking about, well, teaching math. Over the last 5 years or so, I've been searching out the logos of math. Logos meaning word, speech, principle, thought, or design. The order, which comes from what Caldecott calls a deeper foundation, the mind of the creator. It seems like few students develop a real math sense or the ability to solve new and different problems using previous learned knowledge. This could be because we dole math out bit by bit, fragmented into meaningless bits of information. One idea may lead to another in math, but there's no vision of where it is going or what it means. Fragmentation denies the ultimate meaning and existence of unity, harmony, and meaning. What if we showed students that the revolving of the planets is mathematical, or that music is mathematical, that beauty is mathematical? What if we could show students the overall structure of all of mathematics? Caldecott asserts that we can teach math and science from a worldview of meaning and beauty. He calls it the re-enchantment of education. We can teach the unifying principles of math and its relation to God. To sing with the universe, is what Caldecott says, is to seek the mind of the creator, the artist, Christ.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.